Living Radio program.
Thank you. It's James, I'm sorry.
James. All right. Thank you, James, for that correction. Yeah, so we've talked about colloidal silver in the past, and we want to pick up back from where we left off. For those of you who are not familiar with James, James is from, what's the name of your company again, James?
It's Natural Immunogenics Corporation in Sarasota, Florida.
All right, and we've interviewed James several times before. Now, last presentation, we talked about colloidal silver, different forms of colloidal silver. We talked about the differences in parts per million. And so now what we want to do is we want to go on and talk about, once again, silver. Why is silver so good to assist our immune system again, James?
Last week we talked about, you know, our liquid hydrosol, we call it, and its benefits. And then I think one thing we didn't talk about was how you can use silver liquid to basically help the immune system function better by driving it to the intestinal tract.
Okay.
Again, because the properties of silver are that they're either well-known, established medically, that the properties of silver are that they're antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, and silver also helps regenerate tissue and downregulate inflammation in the body.
All right, so we want to maybe focus on some of the protocols, how silver can be used effectively. Perhaps we want to start from the digestive tract.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, tell us about the usage of silver there.
I don't know if most people know this, but 80% of our immune system resides in the intestinal tract. So if you think of, if you have any kind of issues, inflammation, there are studies that show if you're doing antibiotics, eating non-organic foods, the non-organic foods contain, most of them contain glyphosate, which is found in Roundup pesticides. These things cause damage to the intestinal tract by causing an imbalance in the microbiome, so the good versus the bad bacteria, and then also the intestinal lining, damaging the villi. And the studies also show that these are long-term effects. So basically, you would have to do something proactively to reestablish the terrain and build up that good and bad bacteria and tissue to get it back to where it should be functioning again.
Once upon a time, we thought, it was just if you've taken antibiotics killing off the good bacteria, that's what made it necessary to...
...as well.
Wow. I've never heard that. Non-organic foods have an effect upon... And this is backed up by studies, huh?
Yeah, I can send you links after
okay.
the call.
All right, that's great. All right, so keep going. All right, so 80% of our immune system is in our digestive tract. All right.
Right. And then, so things like that. So, you know, antibiotics, the synthetic pesticides getting into to the gut, damaging that can cause leaky gut. C. diff, Crohn's, diverticulitis, IBS, all these different types of intestinal inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So there's a way to use silver in conjunction with, let's say, aloe vera juice. The aloe vera juice is a carrier.
Okay.
To drive the silver into the gut, and then this way, again, reestablish, well, I like to say reestablish the terrain, give the probiotics a place to live again, and then get back under control the good versus bad bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to a lot of people about it, and some people will tell me, well, I'm taking an antibiotic, so they just assume automatically because they're taking a probiotic.
Yeah.
They don't realize the tissue's damaged, so they're not even thinking about that layer. They're just, well, I'm repopulating the good guys, so I'm fine. But probiotics don't heal anything. They just reestablish the terrain.
Right.
Or repopulate the terrain.
Right.
So you've got to get something into the gut to re-heal that intestinal villi. I don't know if most people are familiar with what the villi look like, but it's like if you were holding your hand in the air with your fingers extended.
Right.
Those are the villi. Your fingers represent the villi, and those spaces in between is where the probiotic live.
Hmm. So.
Yeah. So you. But.
No, go ahead. This is a serious matter because so many conditions can come about as a result of leaky guts. And the food that we eat, you know, we used to think about the drug medication that caused leaky guts. But even the food that we're eating now, you said Roundup and different things like that, can indeed contribute to leaky gut, which creates inflammation in the gut.
Right.
All right. That's very significant. So now we can use the silver. Tell us about that in combination with aloe vera.
Yeah, so now, you know, like I said, it's well known that silver has the ability to regenerate damaged tissues. So if you're driving silver to the gut, goal is to reestablish, regenerate that tissue. So if you're, you know, let's say you take an antibiotic, for example, and I talked about your hand being extended, your fingers all the way out, that's the villi.
Yeah.
After taking an antibiotic, it's like you're making a fist. It's like napalm to your intestines. So you've scorched the terrain, if you will.
Right.
And think about like a rainforest where you've got the trees flourishing, the probiotics would be the animals living in the forest.
Right.
Antibiotic comes in and just, you know, napalms that forest, the animals don't have a place to live anymore. But there's no way they can survive. So that would be the probiotic. They don't have a place to survive. And so they just start leaking into the bloodstream, and then you're losing your good guys that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
So drive silver into the gut. You're regrowing those villi back to where they should be, extending the fingers out. And then at the same time of doing the protocol, you're doing a high-quality probiotic, so you're repopulating the forest, reestablishing the terrain.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's very significant. Very significant there. Okay, so what is the combination, the protocol? How much silver, how much aloe? What would be sort of like the combination there and frequency?
So it's a minimum. I actually do this once a year just because, you know, I travel for the company, and traveling, it's hard to find organic restaurants on every corner. You know, it's hard to find that type of food. So I eat pretty much 95% organic at home.
Oh, wow.
But again, just in case, I do this as a once a year, kind of like a reset button for my intestinal tract.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing the minimum, you need, if you're 120 pounds or more, you need 40 ounces of silver and 40 ounces of pure aloe vera juice. And you want that aloe vera juice to be organic, because if it's not organic, it could potentially have synthetic pesticides in it.
Mm. So 40 ounces silver, 40 ounces aloe. Okay. All right.
Then you're doing that three times a day. So you're doing that. So you're mixing two tablespoons of silver in a cup with 2 tablespoons of pure aloe vera juice. Swallow it down. You're doing that 45 minutes before breakfast, 45 minutes before lunch, and 45 minutes before dinner.
Okay.
And then the last thing you're doing right before you get into bed at night is you're doing a high-quality probiotic. So you want to take 2 high-quality probiotics. We recommend anywhere from 15 to 20 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the last thing you're doing. The reason you're doing it at nighttime is you're going into the resting period. Your body's in that rehealing phase, and it's going to get the most benefit of repopulating repopulating the probiotic or the terrain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How long does this protocol continue for?
So that's the minimum. That's 2 weeks.
2 weeks minimum.
And then, if you have severe gut inflammation, this protocol is actually written by a homeopathic doctor that's partnered with the company. He does talks. He uses this protocol in his practice. And so he hasn't seen anybody have to go over 8 weeks on this protocol for very severe inflammation issues.
Mm-hmm. So
looking at 2 weeks to 8 weeks.
2 weeks to 8 weeks. And, you know, the diagnosis don't necessarily say inflammation in your bowel for the most part, yet this is common to several conditions. So we're looking at if a person may have what are some conditions that would be specific here where this protocol would definitely support the body's system?
Things like, you know, like candida, like I said,
candida.
Clover's historically known to be antifungal, so if somebody's got candida overgrowth, this could be beneficial where maybe they've got dry scalp or rashes on the skin. Those are issues, symptoms of gut inflammation making their way to the surface of the body.
Okay, so you mean candida, dried skin, or maybe resulting from the gut inflammation?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right.
Without knowing, the true damage or inflammation on the intestinal tract, like I said, 80% of your immune system is there.
Right.
But if it's compromised and only functioning at 40, 50, 60%, allowing for that person to be, you know, get sick more or whatever the case may be or whatever they're fighting.
Okay, so this is one protocol. What other protocol, let's say, we know that the silver is excellent against bacteria, fungus, yeast. What is another protocol that you have you'd like to share with us?
The other thing we haven't touched on is our, we've got a homeopathic first aid gel.
Okay, tell us about that.
And that's actually considered an over-the-counter drug because we have our Argentum Metallicum, which is the homeopathic version of silver.
Okay.
And so that's officially approved by the Homeopathic Pharmacopoeia Convention of the United States.
Okay.
So that we can actually talk about, like, ways specific to our product and how it can help with things like, you know, like killing the skin, fighting infection, reducing palpable pain. So this is a drug, so we can actually talk about our product specifically and how it can help with these issues.
All right, sounds good. Let's talk about it, your silver gel solution. What kind of topical issue would that be beneficial? What about athlete's foot? Something is like athlete's feet, different skin problem.
Foot.
How do you apply it for athlete's foot?
So with the gel, it's very, there's no odor. It's not greasy, and so you can put it on. You put it on like athlete's foot. Let's say apply a nice thin layer. Silver, when it's wet, it's working. So as soon as it's dry, that means it's done. It's not like you apply it. 2 hours go by, it's completely dried up and it's still working. That's it. Once it's done, once it's dried, the silver's inactive. So you got to keep applying it if you need to, as often as you can and for as long as you can. There's no side effects of taking it. It's like we talked about from the last call last week about argyria. So you can't turn blue from applying our gel or anything like that.
Yeah.
You get all the benefits without any of the side effects. So.
All right. So besides athlete's foot, what else can it be used topically for?
I mean, everyday things. I mean, especially if you've got children. I've got 3 kids. I've got a 19-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 6-year-old. So I'm doing anything from, you know, my 6-year-old cuts and scrapes to my 12-year-old with cuts and scrapes and starting to get into his teenage years with acne and then my 19-year-old dealing with acne. So, but everyday things like, you know, blisters, bruises, bug bites, things, if you, you know, for diaper rash, an all-natural alternative to diaper rash cream. Eruptions from things like eczema, acne, boils, or shingles. You know, shingles is one of those things that is a virus coming from the inside out, and so people get these eruptions on the skin, the rashes.
Okay.
With shingles, you're actually doing, you're using the gel and you're using the liquid, so you're applying a nice thin layer on the rash on the skin.
Yeah.
And then you're also doing a teaspoon of the liquid, the hydrosol, underneath the tongue. So this drives it systemically into the bloodstream and lymphatic system that way.
Okay, looking at shingles, how long might that take doing this protocol, internal as well as on the affected area?
Just getting shingles and the rash going away by itself usually takes about 4 to 5 weeks. So with us, and everybody's immune system's a little different, again, just depending on, what you've done to reestablish that the immune system in the gut.
Yeah.
Typically about 7 to 10 days.
About 7 to 10 days?
Yeah.
Because I know that shingles deal there can be very stubborn and painful.
Yeah. The biggest thing with it is being consistent with it. Like I said, a lot of people, let's say they've got a rash, for example. They put a thin layer on it 8 in the morning and don't touch it again until they get home at 6 at night. So you've only put gel on it twice. And in between that 8 in the morning at 6 at night, you've given whatever you're fighting the chance to replicate again, if it's a virus or a bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it, I would do it every 2 hours. I mean, obviously we're at work, so we can't just stop in the middle of the day. But, break time, lunchtime, apply it again, apply it again, apply it again. So.
Well, what about eczema? How would you do that for eczema now?
You're looking at the same thing, applying a thin layer and then just doing it internally in case there's anything in the blood that's, causing it to outbreak. But I think eczema is probably more of an intestinal tract issue where you need to reestablish the terrain and get the good guys and bad guys under control.
Mm-hmm.
But that gel will help. So what it's doing is it's helping that tissue regenerate. If it's damaged, as soon as silver comes in contact with damaged tissue, it causes almost a stem cell effect where it just starts activating it and making it heal.
Yeah.
And then helping if there's any redness, helping down-regulate that, inflammation, if you will.
Okay, and the same thing would be for acne, right?
Yeah, if you got redness or if it's a whitehead, means there's some infection there, so silver's helping, the gel will help fight the infection and get rid of that redness and heal the tissue.
Wow. So, so we're touching eczema, acne, shingles, bug bites, and different things like that. Anything else that it may be effective against?
just everyday use. So with our gel on the bottle, we say first aid gel.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is most people associate first aid with cut, scrape, burn.
Yeah.
And obviously it helps with that because we just talked about all the other things it helps with. But our goal with having first aid on the bottle is we want people to, whenever they've got any topical issues, we want our gel to be their first go-to product topically, never the second aid, the first aid.
Okay. Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, so we talk about the protocols with the guts, the first aid gel. Was there another protocol or mode of application that we needed to touch on?
I guess I've used it one. I don't know if we mentioned this last time, but the hydrosol, I use it if I've got any kind of lung inflammation, if you will, or anything going on in the lungs.
Okay.
I use a nebulizer, a teaspoon, nebulize it. Takes about 10-15 minutes, depending on your nebulizer.
Yeah.
And that drives it directly into the lungs, and you're fighting things that way.
The lungs could have some inflammation, and so this would be a good way to get it to the lungs?
So with all the benefits, the antimicrobial benefits, the healing, the inflammation benefits, and then also silver carries 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen, so it's delivering a bunch of oxygen to the lungs as well.
Wow. My, silver is powerful.
Yeah. we were on the right road for a little while.
In
30.
Until modern medicine gained a foothold and silver took the back seat.
Yeah. I did want to talk about the ingredients, if you don't mind.
Okay, sure.
Gel.
Let's talk about it.
So our gel has 4 ingredients.
Okay.
The active ingredient, which is the one that we can make claims on, is Argentum metallicum. So anything that's a drug has to be listed in the active column.
Okay.
And then anything else that's not a drug has to be in the inactive column. So a lot of people I've started realizing have a misconception that if it's in the inactive column, it means that it's, that whatever those ingredients are actually aren't doing anything in the product.
Okay.
Not true. That's just regulations. We have to put anything that's not a drug in the inactive column.
Okay.
And so, like, in the inactive, the active ingredient is our gentamicin.
Okay.
And that again, is that's a topical antiseptic. It's an analgesic, so helping reduce pain, and it's an anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have three different mixtures of the argentum in the product. So we've got a 10x, a 20x, and a 30x. And that's for people that just let you know how many times it's shaken. It has to do with homeopathy, if people are familiar with that.
Okay.
And then the inactive ingredients are. We have food grade carbapol, which helps giving it its gelling texture. It's about less than 1% of the product is food grade carbapol, which is also it's kosher certified. And then we have sodium hydroxide, which has been used in soap making for 400 plus years, and that we use as a pH balancer. It helps the body absorb the product faster.
Okay.
And then the fourth product is our silver hydrosol, the 10 ppm sovereign silver.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, once again, this is an excellent topical to be in the first aid kit. And of course, those of our listeners who were not with us last week need to be reminded that we have the liquid that can be taken internally as well.
Right.
Okay. And briefly just touch on, as a recap before we come to the end, the recap on the idea of the parts per million when you go to a store and you see parts per million, what does that tell us? And is it that the more parts per million, the better it is, the more silver you get, or is it another way? Just briefly comment on that.
Yeah, so it just comes down to science. There's a reason that you see 10 ppm silvers on the shelf versus a 250 or 500. It's not because the 10 ppm silver company can't make a 250 or 500. It's because that lower concentration is safe to take throughout the day, especially if you're fighting something like a cold. You've got to do silver every 2 or 3 hours versus the higher ppm, say, do it once a day. But after you do that one teaspoon, it's done working in the body after about 3-4 hours. And then the other reason for that, again, is we've got the smallest particles of any colloidal silver on the market. So that helps it absorb better. So our 10 ppm silver is 34 times stronger than that 250 ppm, even though that 250 ppm silver has 25 times more silver, if you can wrap your head around that.
Yes, sir. It's amazing. It's science, though.
Yeah.
It is science.
So they're just banking on, you know, the American, the average American, is we all want more, right? So we walk into a health food store, you see a 10, you see a 250, you see a 500 ppm. I'm going to grab the 500. Somebody told me silver is good for me, and this one has a lot of it in it, so that's probably the one I want.
Mm-hmm. So that's all right. So now you finish on that point?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I thought about something on the eyes, you know. Can the silver be applied to the eyes or in the eyes? Is that safe?
That's the other thing like we talked about last week, too, was you know, silver's found in all natural bodies of water. So when you're taking a shower in the morning, you actually have silver going into your eyes. So with our product, obviously the water that we're using is way, way more purified than the tap water that you have going into your eyes from the shower head.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got more silver in it, so which will help fight things, you know, help with, like we talked about, that silver's properties are antiviral, antibacterial. So if my kids have any eye issues, I'm putting a couple drops in there every hour until it's gone.
Oh, wow. So we have inflammation in the eyes, conjunctivitis, and some of the other inflammatory condition in the eyes. So silver would be beneficial in those cases.
Exactly, yep.
Wow. What about, folks have asked me about, you know, cataract and yeah, specifically cataract. Have you had
any... Cataract's more of a, like a buildup of proteins.
Okay.
So yeah, silver won't go after a protein necessarily. It'll just, you know, anything that's fungal, viral, bacterial. Now, if that, any of that, what the cataract is causing damage to the eye and the silver can get to it, the silver can have that benefit. I don't have any information on that, but if silver, can, I know that silver, if it can get to any damaged tissue that's associated with whatever's going on, it'll help re-heal it. But I don't know as far as if it's able to reverse cataracts or anything like that. But that's a protein versus a microbe.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, it's been tremendous and a wealth of information. And if people want to learn more about silver, your particular silver, what is out there for them?
The best place to go is our website, which is www.sovereignsilver.com. And we actually have a library where you have to sign up to access it. Just because of the information there, we can't have it public. But if you sign up, you're able to access this library, read a bunch of studies that have been done on silver, not by us, just medical studies, peer-reviewed literature. And then also we have a comparison library where we've tested over 200 other brands of silver on the market for particle size. Yeah. So you can go in there and you can see our 10 ppm versus a 200, 250, 500, I think we've got 1,800 ppm silvers on there, and you can see ours is very small, very evenly consistent versus these big chunks of silver just going into your body and the body doesn't know what to do with. But yeah, the best place to go would be our website.
Okay.
And always feel free to call us. Our number is 888-328-8840. Mm-hmm. And then we have a customer service department that can answer questions and things like that as well.
Repeat that number again.
It's 888-328-8840.
All right, and they can get to customer service. All right, that's good. Anything else you'd like to share with us from your experience? You get three children there. With the silver that we have not talked about.
I think we did a pretty good job of talking about everything. But yeah, like I said, I've been with the company. January will be 5 years, and I haven't used anything as far as an antibiotic. Or like, Tylenol and things like that for my kids. I do homeopathic medicines if they have like a headache or something like that.
Yeah.
But from an infectious perspective, this is what I use. You got the liquid and the gel. So with both of these products, you're essentially covered from an internal and external infectious perspective with a liquid and a gel.
The different modes of delivery that you package the silver in, vertical spray. Can you talk about when these would be more usable? You got vertical spray, you got the drops, you got, and the different ones.
Yeah, so it's, those are just the same liquid in all these bottles, just different applicators. Like you said, the vertical spray, it almost looks like a nose spray.
Uh-huh.
And so with that, any kind of like allergies, if you were having sinus infections, then that's what you want to use throughout the day. And then we have what's called a fine mist spray, which is just like a regular spray. It just sprays out very, very fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do that for spraying on the skin. I like to do when I take a shower in the morning, I come out, I just do a nice spray over my scalp and things like that. I spray for like eyes, and then we have the droppers, which are just kind of universal, so ears, nose, eyes, things like that in the mouth. So,
okay, all right, thank you very much, James.
Peter,
we certainly have been well educated on silver in these interviews that we've had. So we want to invite our listeners to join us next week again as we continue to talk about various health subject. If you have any question or desires to try some of the silver in the local area, You can contact Better Living Natural Food, 731-279-0350. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thanks, James.
Thanks, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. And I do want to remind our listeners, if you have a question you'd like to hear answered on the program, you can email us at
betterliving@chemdl.com,
and we'll read the question over the air and answer it for you.
Information
email
you can share
one more
with
time,
me.
Betterliving at
what was that on? Oh, the synthetic
pesticides. Yeah, you know, I mean, I try to eat organic. I mean, there's five foods that I only eat in organic, but I didn't realize this piece of information that you shared. That the, you know, I was thinking, yeah, the pesticides are in there, you know, but they're doing something different. But I never connected it with the intestinal lining. That's quite amazing.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what the goal of it was made for. So you think about like corn, GMO corn.
Yeah.
The goal with that is that they're splicing insecticide into the corn, and so when a bug comes to eat the corn, their intestines explode. So, you know, we're not quite the size of a bug, but it's still, we're eating this corn. It's got these synthetic chemicals or pesticides in it, and then they're going into our gut, and they're causing inflammation as well. So, yeah, I got lymphocytes on all that stuff. That makes sense.
Okay. All right. That would be good. I'd appreciate that if you...